Today on the podcast, we are doing our first Moon Chat. Hi, welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. Thank you so, so much for being a part of this community. And if you do enjoy this podcast, definitely do subscribe, rate, leave a review on iTunes, and share with a friend. Thank you so, so much. So my friends, we are here for our very first Moon Chat. Maybe some of you saw on Instagram back in beginning of December or so, I needed something to put on Instagram. So I pulled my darling friend Kathleen aside and was like, Kathleen, like, tell us what's happening in the world. Like, tell us what's happening with the planets. And she like said and dropped some amazing knowledge. And I was like, wow, this is really fun. And I want to know more about this. And so we decided to bring Moon Chats onto the podcast for 2019. So I am so excited to have Kathleen Berry here with us to share all this amazing knowledge. Kathleen is a yoga instructor here in Arlington. She teaches over at Spark Yoga. And she is a super master of all things astrology and tarot. You can find her on Instagram at KBB323. And I am just so excited to have her here. Welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Yay.
Hey.
Moon Chat. I'm so excited for this.
Me too.
I'm so, so excited for this. Real quick, why do you love the planets? Why do you love the planets so much?
I don't know. Since I was a kid. Don't know. I just always felt really drawn to astrology since I was a kid. Like I'm an Aries and we're pretty all about ourselves. So that might have something to do with it. It's a big sign about self-discovery. It's the I am me sign. Mm-hmm. So I kind of look at it that way. So from a young age, I just wanted to learn more about me. And then I learned I could learn about other people.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Isn't that, I find so many of the people that I love and I love to talk to are super self-reflective. Mm-hmm. Like they really want to understand themselves in a super deep way. And what I love and what is so cool is that I find also that these people that are so self-reflective also care very much about everyone around them and also wants to understand everyone around them. So even though like on first glance, it almost feels selfish, right? Yeah. The same way that I got into yoga and Ayurveda. I'm like, yeah, fix me. Let me figure out myself. Like I got some stuff I got to figure out.
Yeah.
But it very quickly becomes like, oh, wait, we could all feel good. Oh, we could all understand ourselves a little bit better.
Right.
And so I think it's pretty beautiful. I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so for our very first Moon Chat, what's going on? Like, what's going on in the planets, girl?
This is a really auspicious first one,
Oh, good.
I'm glad I didn't, like, share my notes with you ahead of time because, so we have coming up on Sunday evening.
Okay.
So it'll be, January 22nd?
20th.
20th.
Sunday.
Just skipped a whole few days there.
Yeah.
So the 20th to the 21st is a super blood moon.
Ooh.
Super blood wolf moon.
A blood wolf moon?
Yes.
There's a lot of things together.
So there's a lot to unpack, but it won't take that long.
Okay.
The other thing that's cool about this, though, is it's a lunar eclipse. So that's where part of the name comes in. So super moon means it's at its closest. I forget the exact word, but there's like a cool astrological and astronomical term.
Okay.
When the moon is literally the closest it will be to Earth.
Yes.
That's what makes it super.
And is that closest that it'll be to Earth, like, in a calendar year? Because I've seen multiple super moons, but it's... Okay, so, like, in
that
a given
season,
time.
In that season, usually.
Okay.
So then the blood moon part is the idea that it's a lunar eclipse.
Okay.
So it'll have a pinkish, reddish tone.
Oh!
So check it out on Sunday night, going into Monday morning, if the skies are clear.
So a lunar eclipse, you still see the whole moon, but it's kind of pinky.
Yes.
Because of where the Earth is in relationship to the sun.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's like the reflection of the sun. The sun's essence.
I had no clue.
I know.
Okay, that makes
sense. Isn't
it cool?
Yeah. I looked this all up too, because I knew part of it, but then the wolf part is more about like indigenous peoples often gave the different moons of each month a different name.
Okay.
And wolf is the name for the January full moon.
Okay.
No matter what.
Okay.
And it has to do with wolves are very much associated with winter time. They travel in packs, they're hunting, they're staying warm, they're staying together.
It's,
also though, what I love about the wolf part and just the super moon part is that it's really big about like coming into personal power.
Yeah.
Because this lunar eclipse / full moon is in Leo.
Okay.
The sign of
interesting.
The lion. Mm-hmm. It's normally a summer birthday.
Yeah.
Right. It's our friends in the July timeframe.
And beginning of August. Sean, mm-hmm. husband is, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Leos are like regal and mm-hmm. proud and mm-hmm. natural born leaders. Mm-hmm. They always appear put together, but then they also are put together. You know what I mean?
A good one for
there are some people who appear put together and they're a big old mess underneath. Leos are not that. Leos walk into a room and command attention mm-hmm. because they are confident. Mm-hmm. I love that it's about personal power. Okay. So that's coming up.
Okay. So the super wolf blood. Super blood wolf moon.
Yes.
Which is a personally power, mm-hmm. moon super close, mm-hmm. like step into your own kind of power. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And so to that too, I wanted to just share that full moons, and we've talked about this mm-hmm. before, but the moon cycle is like, you know, it changes every month.
Right.
I love this idea that every month is a new opportunity to reset mm-hmm. intentions. Mm-hmm. And at the full moon, it's a really good time to bring something to fruition, mm-hmm. to come to closure, mm-hmm. to release things that don't serve you. So intention-wise, full moons are great for that, whereas then a new moon mm-hmm. is a great time to start up new intentions or new endeavors.
Okay.
So this Sunday time frame is a really good time to just like reflect for folks. Mm-hmm. I have been, especially on things that, and I go to astrotwins.com.
Okay.
They're pretty mainstream.
Okay.
And they're really easy to understand if you're new to astrology.
Okay.
But they explained too that this is a corresponding eclipse series that was beginning around February 2017.
Yeah.
And so every 6 months, eclipses come in pairs.
Okay.
I know this is a lot.
Yeah, no, this is great.
Eclipses come in pairs. And this one, we just had an eclipse early this month.
Yeah.
And so some of that weird energy that's been going on, people might feel stressed or strained. I mean, the government shut down, for God's sake.
Right.
Like, all this stuff happening.
Yeah.
The hope is this Sunday is this release of like, okay, it's time to start new. It's a full moon. Let it go. So the hope is hopefully the shutdown might end.
That would be cool.
I don't know if it's the moon's fault. Better.
Yeah. that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I love what this is all bringing up for me is actually from Ayurveda and thinking about Kapha and Kapha energy, which is coming in right around this time, beginning mm-hmm. of January. And Kapha is this holding on energy. And it makes me think of like this super moon, the wolf, the pack. Like this is all very Kapha type energy. Mm-hmm. And so, like, this is perfect Kapha time because with this full moon and this releasing, it's the thing that Kaphas have the hardest time doing, right? And something that happens for Kaphas is there's a fear of change and anything is better than change, right? So, like, even if you're miserable in your job, even if you're miserable in your relationship, anything is better than unknown, mm-hmm. right? And so whenever I have a Kapha client, like, one of the main things we talk about is, okay, how do we actually check in every once in a while instead of just doing status quo? Mm-hmm. Like, can we check in and just make sure we're still on track? Mm-hmm. Make sure what you wanted a year ago is still what you want. Make mm-hmm. sure what you wanted 5 years ago is still what you want. And so for my, like, in this time, in this Kapha time, mm-hmm. and especially if you have Kapha dosha, like, this is perfect. Check in, reflect, maybe decide to shed some things. Because that's, if you're feeling weighed down, you know, you got to release something to come back up.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because as soon as you said change, mm-hmm. I read the word change that I wrote in all caps. because what's really cool about this full moon is that it's also an eclipse.
Yeah.
And eclipses are, how do you say the word? Is it harbinger?
Oh, yeah. Harbinger. I think so. Harbinger. I think like, that's what. Harbinger.
Someone send help. Yeah. I don't know that. Yeah.
Harbinger. I think
or
so.
Harbinger. Yeah. So, but they're big proponents of change.
Got it.
So for someone who might have a lot of Kapha energy, mm-hmm. what's cool is like you don't need to do a lot outside of what you're doing because the eclipse will give you that extra boost. Mm. And that's not to say like trust the stars, don't do anything. That's not how I live my life, but I do love that we're made of energy.
Right.
Earth is made of energy. The stars and planets are made of energy and they're doing their own thing mm-hmm. that has a ripple effect on us. Mm-hmm. And so some of the astrologers that resonate most with me explain astrology in that way, mm-hmm. which has helped deepen my understanding more. Mm-hmm. So here's just a note I wrote that I wanted to share. So things, they tend to move more quickly around eclipses. So if you've been feeling stalled or stuck in a pattern, in a lifestyle, in a relationship, in a job, or just with lower energy, that this full moon eclipse combo really is a great, and I call it a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
To like kick your intentions into gear. So if there's something you've been feeling like, I really want this thing, yes. this relationship, this job, whatever, but I just don't know how to get there. I think Sunday, Monday is a really good time to let go of the how and to set an intention of the what. What do you want?
Damn.
Because that's all you need to do. And if you're really deeply intentional about it, that the stars got your back on this one, which I love.
I love that. And so what would you say, because I'm someone that tends to have the opposite problem. I move very fast, mm-hmm. right? And as soon mm-hmm. as I come up with an idea, as soon as something happens, I'm like, oh, I need it now. And so would you say that this energy would just kind of support that and maybe bring it into a good way? Or would you say, yeah, you might get a little manic, Sam, like slow down. You know what I mean? Would you say like,
I do
be wary if you're already a super fast mover, or hey, everything's going to feel good because you're not going to be fighting against fast movement. Fast movement's going to come to you.
I would say it's more the latter.
Okay.
And one thing that it actually brought up that I wanted to bring up here that you just reminded me of is that when we look at moon energy in general, and I think you've probably talked about this on your podcast before, but like moon is yin. It's feminine. Mm-hmm. It's introspective. Mm-hmm. It's internal. Mm-hmm. It's our emotional world. Mm-hmm. And that goes into like, it's one reason I love tarot.
Yeah.
Because it really goes into the yin and yang of energies.
Yeah.
It's a water-based energy. Mm-hmm. And so that's also astrologically. So rules Cancer.
Okay.
And Cancer is like the sort of epicenter water sign. It's the mm-hmm. first water sign. Point being that when you do moon intentions and you follow the moon cycle, it's this remembrance that the moon itself is introspective and it is emotional and mm-hmm. it is about your inner world.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is, just by nature, less to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the moon cycle is such a great way to set intentions mm-hmm. and like to be more deliberate about, okay, I know the energy of the moon right now is really full and at a peak. So now's not probably a great time to start a new project that I've never thought about before.
Mm.
But now might be a good time to say, what projects are coming to close?
Yeah.
Or what, you know, what kind of like, what hobby did I think I was going to get really good at? And maybe it's just not as fun as I thought it was going to be. And I can just let it go and maybe start something new at the new moon.
I love that. So it's not about, the energy is not, so make a longer to-do list. The energy is definitely, especially at this full moon, of letting things go. But even if you're at that new moon, you don't need a list of 25 intentions. It's like, what are 1, 2, 3 things that I really care about that I really want to do?
Because then when you think about it, you have 12 opportunities.
Yeah.
In some years, 13.
Hey, you know, that's one opportunity for free, my friend. But that's
Baker's dozen
of opportunities. But that's really beautiful because I do think, I feel like sometimes we feel like it's limited, you know, and we have to do it now or it won't come again. I have to do it now or the opportunity won't come around. You know, all of these things, whereas, I mean, with the moon energy, ooh, I never really felt this. It's kind of like giving me the chills, right? Of like, there's always going to be another full moon. There's always going to be another new moon. Like this cycle's never going to stop. And so you never have to fear it stopping.
I love that.
Oh.
It feels so expansive.
Yeah.
You posted something earlier about what makes you feel abundant.
It's true. Yeah.
And I really find, for me personally, the lunar cycle brings me a sense of abundance because of exactly what you just said. It's like there's always a new opportunity and it's not about getting it right or wrong. It's about what are you really feeling aligned with? And you can set an intention that's not really aligned with you and what I found is like it doesn't come to fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's not like I failed or I messed up, but it's no, maybe there's something better out there or something different, which is just a much more expansive thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't get down on yourself because it's not about this is right or wrong. It's, oh, this just wasn't as aligned to what my path is right now.
Mm-hmm. That was, there was a beautiful interview with Caroline Miss, who wrote Anatomy of the Spirit with Oprah on her Super Soul Sunday. And she said, the problem that we run into as humans is that we get too attached to what it is that our goal is. So they're like, the universe isn't working with me because I didn't get X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, the universe is working with you. You just might not have named it correctly. Mm-hmm. Right? Like maybe you just didn't call it the right way. And so I really love that of, if something doesn't work out, if something feels like crap, it might not be about you. It might not even be about the specific situation. It might be a deeper lesson or a deeper thing to learn. I was walking home from something today, and it just was a tough experience for whatever reason. Doesn't really matter exactly what happened, but like, I literally was like walking through Arlington crying, and like, I hope I don't see anyone I know, or maybe it would be great if I did. I don't know. But realizing like, oh shoot, like this happened to me here today for a reason. Like this actually was something that needed to come up, even mm-hmm. though like it was not fun, mm-hmm. but damn, did I pick some, like, did I learn a lot of stuff from it? Mm-hmm. And just trusting that it came for a reason mm-hmm. is not always easy.
Not easy.
Not always easy, but feels more expansive.
Yes.
Feels way better, yes. right? If it's not, I ended up in the situation because I suck, because the world hates me, because X, Y, or Z.
Right.
But rather, there's something we are learning. I mean, you could say government shutdown. There is something we are learning here, right?
For sure.
I mean, I think there's a big, huge old lesson around the incredibly divisive way we've started to conduct ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that if we just fight, we get breakdown.
Right.
We get shut down.
Right.
And collaboration, you don't shut down when you're collaborating.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
You know? And so, not that it's a good thing, not that I'm happy we're doing this right now, but there is a broader lesson around what we've been doing in it, mm-hmm. I find.
Totally. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to reshape the way we conduct ourselves and collaborate.
Yeah.
Like, if only we could all look at it that way, but that's how I feel.
But, you know, and then I guess I always say, you know, well, personal responsibility in, you know, now I've learned a lesson on, you know, where do I get into government shutdown with other people, right? Where do I get into government shutdown with myself, with a project, with a whatever? Mm-hmm. And I feel like if enough people can do that, we end up in a better place.
Totally.
That's how I can go. This is amazing. Any other moon thoughts? Anything else you want to share with us as we get into our next week?
I would just say, so after the full moon, we'll start to wane, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, I don't know. I guess I would just share, we said it was around personal power. Mm-hmm. So if you, especially having feelings of like struggling with worthiness or struggling with your public persona, because Leo very much rules public persona, that this is an opportunity. By the way, I wore my moon earrings and my moon necklace.
Dude, I totally noticed. I was going to mention those after, that they look amazing.
Thank
yeah.
you.
It's really good. She's on brand. You're on brand.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Moon chat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just that full moons are really an opportunity to like sit with what is and see if you can just let it go. Like the thing that maybe you're grasping really tightly to, can you maybe loosen the grip? Mm. That's what I would put out there. That's personally what I'm trying to do for my own opinion of my own self.
Mm-hmm. And that loosening the grip, I mean, that goes along with exactly what we've been saying mm-hmm. of that the situation showing up, like maybe you don't have to control it.
Mm-hmm.
This is so on topic for me. That's power worthiness has been exactly what I've been working on and thinking about in 2019. Mm-hmm. I'm doing like a big old rebrand of company stuff. So there's a lot of personal, what's the face of mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm right there. What would you invite for folks to do over these next couple of weeks? Like what would you, I mean, well,
homework, right?
Yeah.
Like a little homework.
I mean, I would say for me, I think because I personally find it hard to commit to, oh my God, it's the full moon. Like,
right.
Let me think about what I want to let go.
Right.
And maybe, like, can we say, like, mark it in your calendars, like, Sunday, like, do something?
And I love, here's one thing I love about astrology.
Yeah.
Aspects remain at some, like, form of energy, like, powerful energy, for, like, plus or minus 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
So you could, I mean, let's say, like, you know Sunday night you have plans.
Yeah.
You could use Saturday, using, like, a couple minutes in the morning on Saturday, or Monday, especially if you have the day off, if you're a federal employee or whatever.
Yeah.
I just love, and this is a personal practice, so I offer you to
let's hear it.
Do what you like.
Yes.
But I like to find my favorite oil, use a little tea candle, and I have a little diffuser, and I'm just intentional about a very pithy mantra.
Mm.
It might be like this morning, because my neck's been hurting, I just said, like, heal yourself.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. hoping, but it has double meaning, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the idea of using a candle, because it is in Leo. This full moon is in Leo, so a little fire.
Yeah.
Might be really good to align.
I love that.
But then if you have any, you know, other things that, like, journaling is really a personal practice of mine. And it doesn't have to be 10 pages of, I want to do this, that, or the other. It could just be, I work with the universe to let go of that which doesn't serve me. Something that simple can be really profound at a full moon time, so...
I love that.
Yeah.
Kathleen, this is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. If you enjoy Miss Kathleen, she's over on Instagram at KBB323. You're always putting amazing stories and quotes and beautiful things up, so I highly recommend. And you can come check out her classes over at Spark Yoga. I know you're always on Wednesday nights and Saturday afternoons. Is that correct? And and Friday night. That's what we're about to do. So Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And... thank you all so much. Again, if you enjoy this podcast, if you love moon chats, if you want to share your intention, send me a note. I'm over on Instagram at BeHappyHealthyHuman, or you can check out BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. Love y'all people. Sending you so much light and love. That light in me very humbly bows the same light in each one of you. Namaste, y'all.